in this whole process, you know, quarterback competition, call it what you will, that you guys are just used to it, that you do that off the field and stuff anyway.
Yeah, exactly. We compete every day, so it's nothing new. We're just competing right now, trying to make each other better. So.
You said golf, pool, anything else that you do?
You name it, anything. Shuffleboard, it doesn't matter. If it's scored, then we compete at it. So
you guys are pretty good friends?
Yeah, me and Brett are real close. Absolutely.
I mean, what's that dynamic like? You're both going for the same job for the second year in a row, I guess.
You know, we're a unit. We look at it as we're a unit. We're a quarterback unit. So we're just trying to make each other better all the time and just compete at everything, obviously. So.
What's this been like for you? These last, you know, now it's, you know, getting closer to, you know, 6 to 9 months. You know, just getting a starter, getting hurt,
yeah.
Having to go out. You know, what's this whole process kind of been like for you?
It's definitely been tough. You know, getting hurt, obviously, and you know, losing the starting job, but that's part of football. You know, getting hurt is part of football, and I just see it as adversity. I'm going to come back from it. I feel like I'm going to get stronger because of it. And, you know, just looking back on the games I did play in, you know, I got to get better, bottom line. So I see it as an opportunity to get better.
What kept you, you know, wanting to come back and, you know, want to do this? You know, even though, you know, obviously Brett is a true freshman, so guys would see that and, maybe think twice about it.
You know, like I said, it's about the unit. It's about making each other better, and I love Boise State. This is, you know, where I want to be. So, yeah.
How tough was that? Not only do you get hurt, and then you see Brett play so well, and knowing he's, you know, under you in years and stuff. I mean, what was that whole process like, not being able to do anything and seeing him, you know, win all Mountain West?
Like I said, you know, Brett and I are really close. I was very happy for him, you know, the success he had, and he definitely deserved it, the level of play he played at. So, you know, I was happy that he kind of carried the torch, to say, and that we had a good season, so.
After the injury, any of that stuff, any kind of the "woe was me" moment. I mean, is it always hard to keep your head up, stay positive, especially after, you know, you wait your turn and then it comes, and then something out of your control takes it away from you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, definitely, I had some negative days, you know, where I'm kind of feeling sorry for myself. Who wouldn't? But at the end of the day, I just, you know, I'm trying to stay as positive I can about it. And like I said, I'm just trying to get better. At this point, it's just about me getting better and helping this team win. So. I was real close with Drink. I had a real cool relationship with Drink, and then obviously Coach Hill has been awesome so far. I've really had a great time getting to know Coach Hill, and today was real fun. First day of spring ball, so with Coach Hill.
Call that always always fair. I mean, in your case, it might seem like sometimes they're kind of not.
What do you mean?
I said something out of your control happens to you, and I mean, did you ever question fairness, the road you had to travel to get to the point you're at?
No, not at all. I mean, I got hurt. It's part of football. Now we're competing. So, no, not at all.
Brett said even last year, you know, when you were hurt, you know, whether it was on the sideline, whether it was, you know, in the film room or in practice, you were still out there, you know, trying to help him out. You know, you mentioned the unit, but what, you know, was that easy to you? For you, did you have to kind of come out of your shell and try to help him out?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it wasn't easy for me, but it helped. I think that Brett and I were so close, and we're such good friends off the field. So I think that helped a lot. To where, you know, I was very happy for Brett and how he was playing, and I was just focused on getting back at the same time. So, you know, I'm helping him, but at the same time, I want to get back. So
you obviously won the job in fall camp, and by all you know, accounts, you won it pretty easily. I mean, what's your mindset, I guess, this competition? That at one time, the job was yours, and obviously you won it back again. What is kind of your mindset going into this?
Like I said, just trying to get better as a quarterback personally, and just doing whatever I can to help the team win, helping our unit get better, and competing with Brett. So.
I mean, do you feel like the coaches, maybe Coach Hill helps because he's a new guy, but do you feel like this is you're going to get a fair shot here to win this thing back?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I'll get a fair shot. And, you know, like you said, Coach Hill has some fresh blood, so it's nice to have some fresh blood in here also, yeah.
What did you learn from the time you did play? You said that, you know, there's some things that you want to get better at. What did you learn from that two-and-a-half game window where you were the guy?
Just being more decisive. I think looking back, I think you could always prepare better. I think I could have got more prepared for looks I was going to see. You know, just thinking about that BYU game, just some costly turnovers, just the importance of keeping care of the ball and stuff like that.
You mentioned Coach Hill, he still only had not a ton of time to work around him, but what has been your initial impressions? And obviously, you know, the way that he's been able to teach quarterbacks is you know, pretty well known around here.
Yeah, Coach Hill has been really awesome so far. And I heard Brett talking earlier. He's a big fundamentals guy. He's very good with quarterback fundamentals, and I think that's one of the main things I could improve on. So it's a great fit with Coach Hill here, and I'm just excited to keep learning from him. He obviously has a great track record, and he played himself, was a great player himself. I think he was a four-year starter. So, you know, I just want to learn from him, and 14 more practices left in spring, just get better and learn from him.
Because he's still learning it, you know, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, we're pretty good with the offense. I mean, you know, so Coach Hill does kind of have a learning curve of learning it, but, you know, he'll learn it quick.
It's going to be fun to be back out there today. I know you did a little bit before the bowl game on the field, you know, a couple of those practices, but what did it feel like to finally be full go again back on the field?
It was awesome. Getting some team reps and just got in there running around and, you know, throwing some touchdowns. It was really fun. It reminded me why I love this game, so.
After the injury, were you able to maybe get a perspective, you know, sitting back and watching things that maybe you wouldn't have gotten had you been playing?
Definitely. Just, you know, watching Brett, I think I learned a lot, honestly, from him. And just kind of how he handled himself. And, you know, obviously, Brett played very well, so I learned a lot from him. Yeah, so definitely, it, you know, kind of provided me with a new perspective on preparing, definitely.
Didn't you watch the game from the box, too? Or?
Yeah, I watched a couple games from the box. That was nice. And then eventually, I wanted to get back on the field. That's where all the energy is. So it's kind of boring up there sometimes.
You're
up there every time.
Yeah. But the other quarterback, too, out there, you know, is Tommy. And I know Harsin kind of said he had his best offseason since he's been here. And certainly he's a guy who can bring a little bit of a different element, you know, coming in there, different packages. What have you seen out of him so far?
Yeah, I love Tommy. He's gained probably like 10 pounds. He's gotten a lot stronger, a lot more explosive. So, you know, it'd be interesting to see, you know, how we utilize him. And he definitely has a, you know, a spot to play on the field. So it'll be interesting.
Is that an interesting thing to you, you know, however this quarterback competition shakes out, that there's been times, you know, when these coaches have been here to try to get guys in one way or another and mix it up a little bit?
Yeah, he definitely has, you know, a kind of element in his game that we can utilize. So, you know, excited to see, you know, him take advantage of some of his opportunities and get out there and play.
Do you feel like that too, though? I mean, you're a guy that's obviously mobile and you maybe bring some things that Brett and other guys don't. I mean, do you feel like you're a guy that can bring some of that kind of stuff, other stuff to the table too?
Yeah, I mean, in my opinion, I can do it all, but yeah. I definitely, you know, I'm definitely able to run and do those kinds of things, so we'll see.